I had originally gone to college to study astrophysics, and it didn't work out for me, and so I switched to something that was much better, which was history. And strange as it may sound, I had a love for Russian history because I didn't know anything about it. And at the time, I'm going, well, they could use someone that knows about Russian history and Soviet studies and Russian language in the army. And that's why I joined. I was a cryptologic linguist. We decoded and intercepted voice traffic coming from what was then the Soviet Union. I actually met Vladimir Putin once at a checkpoint. I was there with a United States military liaison and a Soviet military liaison, and Colonel Putin of the KGB was actually there. I did not shake hands with him, I did not speak with him, but I saw him and they told me who he was. And he was a bigwig with the KGB at that point in time. I remember the fall of the Berlin Wall. I was actually in Berlin. They had called me in because they weren't sure what was going to happen. And we were also very concerned about, okay, there's going to be a lot of people at the gates. What happens if they start shooting? It's, just such an awesome thing, watching, the construction machines coming in and tearing down pieces of the wall. It was like, for years and years. I actually joined the service during the Reagan era, and Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. And watching it come down, and it wasn't Mr. Gorbachev tearing it down, it was people on both sides breaking it down, smashing it down, getting through that wall. I mean, it was the most awesome thing I've ever seen. If asked to do it again, I absolutely would.